Hello there, and welcome to episode 201 of the FlameFlash.net podcast.
It's now a uneven number.
Excellent. But I completely goofed last episode
Oh.
because Sword Agent's levels were so low that you couldn't really hear his favorite gaming memories.
Lovely.
So, oops, I am sorry, Sword Agent. Greatly sorry. To just kind of give a quick rundown, his first favorite one was in Don't Starve Together, and it actually comes from Fox because they got into year two or three in Don't Starve Together, and that's hard to do. If you're not familiar with Don't Starve Together, you are shoved into a map with nothing. You are to gather supplies and not starve. Survive the seasons, don't go insane, make sure you eat enough. And try to build up a base so you can survive. Well, they had gotten to year two or three. They're in winter, and the end. One of the playable characters' names it is Willow, and that particular character comes with a lighter. Fox had the lighter and lit their base on fire.
Lovely.
So they watched an abject horror as all of their hard work literally went up in smoke. Just poof, gone. Because you can build walls out of straw, wood, and stone. Well, straw is the easiest material to get and the easiest to make walls out of. It's also very flammable. Another one of his favorite stories is in a similar vein from Terraria. It's also kind of a survival game. It's basically 2D SNES graphics Minecraft. And we had a family server, some friends had also remoted into it, and they were pumping lava from the underworld. Well, they pumped too much and it overflowed the tank, flooding Little Miss's base first, and then just the rest of the world second. So that was unrecoverable. Just lava world suddenly. The final memory I'm remembering of his was from World of Warcraft, and it was Warlords of Draenor. We were doing a looking for group raid, and it was his first time pretty much raiding on a feral druid, cat druid, but the tank died. One of the tanks died. So he flipped to bear form. And he didn't have all the right talents because he was cat druid, not bear druid, but he still had bear form. And he had enough of the talents that he was able to survive through a massive amount of healing until the bosses went down successfully. So he just clutch tanked that one and won the day. Do you remember any of his others, or were those the main three?
I'm pretty sure those were the main three.
Okay. Well, since we're on gaming, how's your gaming been this week?
I don't remember much.
Bro, this was me trying to take some time to get a drink in and let you have some time to talk. And he's like, nah, I don't want to talk. I don't remember. But I know you played some Marvel Rivals today. I know yesterday we played some Chain together. And that's a really fun, wacky one. More footage will show up eventually on the blog as I get to that video footage. And it's exactly as the title says. You're chained together, team of four, and you're trying to just climb up and out from hell. We're pretty dang far at this point. I was looking at the Steam achievements, and 33.1% of players have received the same achievement and their progression achievements. So only 33% of players of Chained Together have gotten as far as we have.
Wow.
So of all of the people that have bought the game, only 33% have gotten as far as we have, which is pretty darn cool. I know we also moved on to play some Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront 2. And those matches went fairly well once we were out of the hero battle mode. We got slaughtered in the hero battle mode. And then I know you've been playing some World of Warcraft. Classic hard mode?
My warrior died in hardcore, so I flipped him to a normal server.
Ouch. Okay.
Wasn't really willing to give him up, though.
Right.
He's almost level 10, which is a pretty big deal with classic.
Yeah. And we are being invaded by Bobby the Balloon. Thank you. Oh, I missed. But. So, my condolences to your warrior. And otherwise, we didn't get much of gaming throughout the week, did we?
Not much.
Well, wait a minute. Tuesday was the day of Baldur's Gate, and so we got in some Baldur's Gate much earlier in the week. And some more Star Wars.
I threw the vampire.
You threw the vampire. Oh yeah. Thunderwave. Don't Thunderwave your friends, folks. Just don't Thunderwave your friends, please. And then we did some time walking earlier in the week. Cool. Cool. This might be a relatively short one. Anything gaming news or other news come to mind?
Not that I can think of. I'm tired.
Same. That's why I am drinking, not sponsored, in Alani.
You should give me one.
Yeah, no.
Then.
200 milligrams of caffeine. But news-wise, there was flooding in Texas over the 4th of July weekend. We were on the 4th. They're still cleaning up from the aftermath of that. Still. And just. It's only been a week, after all.
Yeah.
And folks, strongly recommend you be careful about your sources. I remember seeing floating around an AI-generated image of the flooding. Well, front and center in that image was a truck that looked like two trucks welded together. So it was two fronts of trucks. There was no truck bed. So somebody went and generated a flood image with random vehicles and whatnot. But AI wasn't smart enough to go, oh, I just gave them two truck fronts back to back. I mean, it is Texas, so it potentially is possible somebody welded two trucks together like that. But just be careful about your sources, folks. There was a TikTok just earlier today that I spotted that was false, so I'm not going to mention it. Just, if it seems outrageous, before you repost, verify. Before you link it to your social media, verify. Double check. Because it might be wrong. It might be completely false. It's believable, sadly. That one was very believable, but it was false. So, with that, you're tired. I'm tired. Let's process this and game some so we have some content to talk about next week. Sound good?
Okay.
With that, feel free to leave a comment on YouTube, the blog, podcast at flameflash.net. Lots of places to write in if you so choose. And we'll see you next week. Possibly more energetic, possibly not.
Live with honor.
Wow, that really was a tired live with honor. Indeed, my boy. Indeed.